You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Baltimore Orioles with MLB.com's Orioles beat reporter, Brittany Giroli. Britt, as we speak, you are experiencing something that really nobody in baseball has ever experienced, which is a major league regular season game with nobody in the park. What is the atmosphere like at Camden Yards today?
It's a little eerie, Matthew, to be honest with you. It feels a little bit like a very sad event, and in many ways, of course, it is. You know, with everything going on outside of Baltimore, they felt it was the safest course to not allow any fans in here. Right now, sitting in the stands, there's three people, two scouts and a balls and strike officiator. So that is about it. There are, however, about 100 people outside of the gate on Camden Street watching the game as best they can, cheering, chanting "Let's go O's," spelling out Orioles, and trying to get some kind of atmosphere going, because it almost feels like a high school scrimmage. You can't even compare it to a spring training game because, you know, there's crowds in spring training. It is a bizarre, out-of-body experience almost, and one that hopefully we'll never see again.
There's of course, just more stuff packed in here than we would even begin to approach, but one thing I do want to ask you about is, as far as you understand it, this sequence of events where two games were postponed, today's was moved to this situation, and then the games over the weekend were moved to St. Petersburg. Could you just kind of walk people through the kind of decision-making sequence, how they came to these individual decisions, and how, just from the point of view of the clubs and the league, how it got to this, the way that the schedule was set up now?
Well, there's a lot of different things at play. The first two games were postponed because they felt like riots were in the area. They were moving around Camden Yards. It was just not going to be safe. This game, they felt like they had to get in because of the schedule. You look at it, they're going to make up those first two games with a doubleheader in May when the White Sox and the Orioles have a mutual off day. They couldn't make up these games on Thursday because the White Sox are going to Minnesota, and they obviously can't play three games in one day. They needed to get a game in. But because there's a state of emergency going on right here in Baltimore, a 10 p.m. curfew until 5 a.m., they couldn't have that regularly scheduled night game. They felt a little uneasy doing a 4 p.m. game even because in terms of fans and players and things and what if there's extra innings, they just didn't want people out at night, which is when a lot of these things have escalated. So that's how they determined to move this game up to 2 p.m. in order to staff this game, to have fans here. There would have been just way too many policemen taken away from the job that they're doing right now to keep this city safe. The National Guard is here. It was just going to be too much, too many cars here, too much commotion. So that is why they decided to close it down. Now with Tampa, the league really stepped in and said, listen, this is going to be a series that's going to be played in Tampa. The Rays were kind of broached with the idea of possibly doing a series swap. They weren't big fans of that. But MLB basically said this is how it's going to go down. I don't know if they're going to work out something where the Orioles get some lost revenue because Baltimore, of course, is losing five home games. And now in Tampa this weekend, they won't have a large crowd. Tickets are about $15 general admission. They will make the ticket and the concession money. It's not expected to be a lot. They're also in charge of paying the workers and dealing with any of those expenses. They had trouble getting a hotel. So a lot has really gone into this 7-day stretch here of just complete craziness for the Orioles. And obviously there's a much bigger issue here. You're not going to find any of the guys or manager Buck Showalter complaining, but certainly it looks like their worlds have been turned upside down over these past few days as they've tried to find some kind of regularity here by playing this game on the ball field, even though it is dead silent.
Are they headed out tonight? Are they just going to go on down, get out tonight, and maybe work out or whatever tomorrow before the Friday game?
They had thought about working out. They were going to actually work out here, but Buck said that he decided that wasn't the best option. They're going to leave Thursday night. They're going to go head to St. Petersburg during the off day now. So they will now have a very long road trip. They'll spend a week in New York after this weekend series. So instead of having potentially the Thursday off day at home, and then the Monday off day that follows, they're going to have both of those off days now sort of taken away as well. They're going to travel tomorrow. Monday will be an off day, but it won't be at home. It will be in New York. So it's really been an unusual series of events for them.
One last thing, and I'll let you go. This seems like a situation, at least from a baseball perspective, where the kind of stable organization that the Orioles have has value. What is Buck Showalter saying to his players? What, if anything, are Dan Duquette and people in the front office saying to the players as they sort of navigate all the various demands in addition to simply having a job to do on the field?
Well, that's a good question. I think this is where Buck really shines. You know, he's a guy who's really helped this organization turn things around in their mindset as well. And he held a closed-door team meeting before he spoke with the media. I'm sure some of that was to go over what you just asked about, you know, how to handle themselves, how to make sure that their families are safe and things like that. The Orioles have arranged to have a plane to make sure that the players can bring their wives and families on board to Tampa on this road trip so that they don't feel unsafe or feel worried that their families are back here in Baltimore and they're not here to help out. So that was another gesture made by the team. This organization wants to make sure that everybody feels safe. And I think with Buck, in terms of making excuses, there won't be any. This team knows that they need to win games. It doesn't matter where they are. It doesn't matter who they're playing. Yes, it will be unusual wearing white uniforms, batting second in Tampa. Yes, it's unusual playing in front of no fans today, but you can kind of see the players already. Adam Jones has been clapping a lot. Guys are yelling out of the dugout. They're up early already. They're really trying to rally. And I think they know how important this is to the city of Baltimore as well, to get some kind of reprieve. Adam Jones said before the game that they know this is what helps communities. This is what brings people together. Sports is really the time that people can kind of check out from their lives, from the harsh reality of what's going on, and really band together.
All right. Well, Brittany Giroli, thanks very much for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.